This is The Morning Drive Show.
Joining me online this morning on The Morning Drive is Philip Rosenthal from Christian View Network, and he's going to be speaking to us on the marriage bill hearings. Philip, good morning and welcome to Impact 103.
Good morning.
It's good to talk to you about these topics because this is a really important topic, and especially in the Christian faith when it comes to marriage. But before we get going with the marriage bill hearings, Philip, who exactly is a Christian View Network and why do you exist?
Well, we're an advocacy organization which has been lobbying governments, business and the media to promote a Christian viewpoint on issues that affect our religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, and God in education, and a number of other issues that are important to Christians, but principally those ones, since the year 2000. And we seek to have influence for the Christian voice through a network of people that promote those views.
Philip, we're talking about the marriage bill specifically today. Can you give us a breakdown about this bill?
Okay, well, firstly, I think it must be seen in context of various attacks that started in the year 2003 to try and undermine the traditional definition of marriage between a man and a woman only. And these attacks have resulted in the Constitutional Court ruling 2005 to recognize same-sex marriage, which we do not recognize, then various other laws where since then they removed the rights of state marriage officers to conscientiously object to participate in 2020. But even those laws, as bad as they were compromises. And this proposal takes things one step further in attempting to merge several different laws. Firstly, the existing marriage law, which is for only a man and a woman. Secondly, the same-sex marriage law, which is called the Civil Union Act. And then also the Customary Marriages Act, which is recognizing polygamous marriage. Now, the government claims this is just tidying things up, but really it's not. It's changing things quite radically. And one of the results would be that any man would be allowed to take another wife or more wives, they say with consent of his existing wife. But think that women are usually in a weak position to negotiate, especially economically, and a woman wouldn't rationally agree to this unless she was in such a weak position. And so we think this is a bad thing. The provisions for customary marriage were there, which recognized those existing marriages for just people who had that in their cultural background. This would extend it to everybody. So your friend could suddenly find that their husband is wanting to marry his mistress as a second wife. Now, that we say this is a drastic step backwards. This is not going to be good for children. Often children in these polygamous marriages are neglected. It's going to be unhappy for the woman in these situations, and it's degrading marriage. Now, the second result is that they would be registering all marriages together, including what we say is fake marriage, which is so-called same-sex marriage. It says impossible for people of the same sex to get married. And really, it's calling something that's marriage, which is not marriage. So that would mean that there would be less protection for people who are doing things that are related to marriage, such as state marriage offices, and also people who are renting wedding venues, people who are doing education in schools about marriage. This is going to be a weakening, and they have, after much protest, put in one line to protect religious freedom, but we expect they could take out that one line, just as they took out the clause for protecting state marriage offices in 2020. So we don't trust them at all on this. And then it's also going to provide a precedent for moral education or moral confusion when they teach about marriage in schools. And so we argue this is a complete degradation. Plus, the sexual revolutionaries are not satisfied with this. They're wanting to push for more radical things, such as women marrying multiple husbands. Now, all of this is basically, I think, designed to turn marriage into a joke and lose respect for it. And that is exactly what has happened since they legalized same-sex marriage in 2006. The marriage rate has halved. So half the number of people are getting married as were in those that time before that was passed. And the birth rate hasn't decreased. So that means double the number of illegitimate children who are not being properly fathered. So these are very drastic changes, and they fundamentally altering the structure of society.
Philip, why is it important for us to be defending the threats on the marriage bill?
Well, I think firstly, because the sanctity of marriage is a fundamental building block of all society, our civilization. The union of marriage has multiple benefits to society, apart from the fact that we believe it as Christians because God says so. It has economic benefits in redistributing wealth from men to women to aged parents who are linked in through the family to children. That redistribution doesn't happen in the same way in where people are shacking up. It also is a preserving safety net. We know that married people are happier, healthier. They do better educationally, and the children do better educationally. Children are more successful if they have a mother and a father in the home. Statistics prove this, but intuitively, we shouldn't be surprised by those statistics. So we really need to defend marriage. The state does not have resources to fix all of these social problems. Kids that are born illegitimately are more likely to get involved in gangs, to drop out of school. These have disastrous impacts on society, which are slow. But as these children grow up, we will see those statistics impacting on us. And I think that the Home Affairs really needs to wake up and realize and stop trying to fix the problem after it's happened, start fixing the problem before it happens, where they are destroying and undermining marriage. It's also the main thing that churches spend their time on, is trying to help people fix their marriages. This is degrading marriage and is going to make these problems much, much worse. So I think the request is that hearings are starting Monday and Tuesday in Gauteng. And we need to go along to the government and to say to them, no, we do not want this. This is a stupid idea. It is really foolish. It's harmful to society. We don't need this. There are no good reasons for this. We can answer all the bad reasons that they put forward to propose for this.
You mentioned those hearings. The details of that is Monday the 18th of November in the city of Tshwane, in Pretoria CBD at Tshwane House Council Chamber. And the time of those hearings is between 10 and 3 p.m. Where can we get more information on this, Philip?
Well, if you go to Facebook and then you type in Christian View Network, one word, there is a Facebook page which has a lot of information about that, and it will continually to be updated. And if when there are hearings in other provinces, we understand KwaZulu-Natal is next, then we will update with information on that as well. But the other thing, just to encourage listeners, is that there are Christians going along to all four hearings that are happening in Gauteng on Monday and Tuesday. There's different venues that you can choose from, but that is the one that is in Pretoria. So you won't be alone, but we need more voices to speak up and to send the message through to the government that this is not acceptable. We have seen for other bills, politicians bussing in their supporters with an offer of a free lunch to these hearings. And all they say is that they support the bill and they know absolutely nothing about it. So we need to get people in there who can say something intelligent about this. And you can find that on the Christian View Network Facebook page. If you go down the details there, you can also join WhatsApp on Telegram to get more information, or on our YouTube channel, which is one word, Christian View Network, on YouTube. So, and we've also got a 22-minute video which explains about that. But we really need many voices, and you can go and explain why your marriage is important to you and you want other people to have the same opportunities. We all know people whose families have got into a mess, and how much pain happens to every single member in that family. And you can make a difference to stop that pain from spreading to other families, help keep respect for marriage in this country.
Philip, I want to mention all the other different hearing venues. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs public hearing is taking place on Monday the 18th and Tuesday the 19th of November 2024. The City of Ekurhuleni at the Civil Centre Community Hall from 10 until 3. As mentioned already, in the Pretoria CBD area at Chwane House Council Chamber, 10 until 3 p.m. on Tuesday. At the Lakeside Multipurpose Hall from 10 until 3 o'clock. And then on Tuesday again, West Rand District Municipality at the Mogale City Centenary Hall, once again from 10 until 3 o'clock. That is. Just one more question, Philip. We as believers, and when I say believers, believers in the Word of God and have a biblical stance on marriage, how do we support, other than going to the hearings? We've just mentioned those hearings. We'll share that with our listeners that want to go and attend the hearings. But from a Christian point of view, how do we also support this marriage bill hearing that is taking place?
Well, I'd ask firstly to make announcements in your church, to on your prayer groups, if you're on social media, to put in, you can copy stuff off our Facebook page and send that on. There's also the opportunity on the 1st of December is the anniversary of the legalization of same-sex marriage, the Constitutional Court ruling that happened in 2005. And we asked at the time that people would remember that as Sanctity of Marriage Sunday. And it is a Sunday this year again. So that's a really good opportunity for churches to speak up on that and to educate your flock on sanctity of marriage issues. Genesis chapter 2 is where the first marriage between Adam and Eve, which was a monogamous marriage, is put forward. And that's the example quoted by Jesus in the Gospels as the model for marriage. And there's many other scriptures on marriage, but one needs to also teach against all these distortions and perversions and confusions. And I think that it's a time where a lot of people don't want to talk about nasty and unpleasant things like transgenderism and homosexuality, but there's so much cultural pressure to accept these things that really we do need to talk about them, and we do need to explain why these views that we are putting forward are not just biblical, they are right, reasonable, scientific, and the opposition's arguments are completely misleading and against the Bible, against science, and against the best interests of society. So we're not just speaking up for our own interests, we're speaking up for what is in everybody's best interest. And we know, for example, that India in 1955 abolished polygamy, which they had for thousands of years. And that is only a 1 in 50 people in India are Christians, but they decided to abolish that for Hindu people as well. So I think that people who are not Christians can be persuaded that marriage between a man and a woman, as God intended, is the best form of marriage.
Thank you so much, Philip Rosenthal from Christian View Network, for speaking today on Impact 103 on a very important topic, and that is the marriage bill. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks there. And just the email address to send your concerns to Parliament, marriagebill@parliament.gov.za. You can just fire off an email right now if you want to.
This is The Morning Drive Show.